My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the feet. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here. Hour number three. Man, I can't even believe it. It's just absolutely flown by. All right, there we go. Let's get that up there. And we'll get that down there. And there we go. There is Mr. Michael Morris, Newsbusters and Free Speech America and Censor Track. And I welcome Michael to the program as we begin hour number three here at Chosen Generation Radio. If you missed any parts of the first 2 hours, we did have some technical difficulties in hour number one, but David Shostokas and I covered quite a bit of ground on constitutional originalist type of discussion, comparing the Mar-a-Lago Gate to Russia Gate, and the constitutional implications, and in particular, the constitutional implications of what has just happened to Coy Griffin in New Mexico, where a state judge has decided that because he trespassed on the 6th of January, he is now ineligible to hold an office at either the state or federal level. Certainly, this will be challenged all the way up in the New Mexico court system, and then ultimately it could go all the way to the Supreme Court. But this is of, you know, something that the media is not going to cover. They're going to silence this kind of coverage, and that's what we talk about here on Chosen Generation Radio, is bringing these kinds of things to your attention. And then our conversation that we just had with Dr. Mark Sherwood, great conversation with him, and a conversation before that with Rashid Walters, Project 21 Black Leadership Network, and the continued genocide of black children through abortion, and what does that mean, and the opportunities that America gives to all Americans, and Rashid shared his story with us, which is so cool. A single mom who became a successful nurse, and he himself a successful international investor. Michael Morris, welcome aboard. Good to have you. Lots to cover with you today, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I want to bring up this particular story of Coy Griffin. I don't know if you guys have caught this one or not, but Coy Griffin yesterday was handed by a judge a decision in state court in New Mexico that because of the fact that he trespassed on January 6th, and this judge has determined that January 6th was an insurrection, which I know we've covered a lot of that here on the program and the truth about that through three different documentaries, the Nick Searcy documentary, the Bloody Hill documentary, and the Epic Times documentary, The Real January 6th. He cannot, according to this judge, he's decreed, he can't hold office. He's in violation of the 14th Amendment, and he cannot hold office either at a state level or a federal level, and he is now going to have to fight in court to remain a county commissioner in spite of the fact that the people in his county, even when they tried to recall, he won that reelection. Michael, media continues to silence these kinds of stories. Can you speak to that?
Well, isn't it interesting that they don't talk about stuff like this, but they were touting Black Lives Matter and some of the Antifa rioters back when President Donald Trump was in office. You know, they like to talk about violence and so-called incitement and suggesting that the right is somehow violent and unable to talk because if they say something, it might incite others to violence in the real world. And yet we saw an entire summer of Black Lives Matter rioters and Antifa rioters burning cities down, attacking police headquarters, attacking ICE headquarters, even firebombing a judicial building out west.
Yeah.
And yet the media said that it was mostly peaceful protesting. You know, they even called it protesting during that time period.
Right.
You know, it's truly astounding, the double standard, and it just goes to show you how biased the leftist media truly is.
With fires burning in the background, the reporter says, we have mostly peaceful protests here. And there's literally a fire, of a building on fire, in that reporter's background when that reporter makes that statement. I mean, it's almost like they were trying to do some kind of a skit, Michael. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's truly incredible stuff. And just to kind of dovetail off of that, I don't know how many of the people in your audience actually watched the White House press secretary briefings, but Peter Ducey actually got in, I think, an important question to KJP just the other day, actually confronting her on some of the tweets that she had made. He said, quote, a follow-up about the MAGA Republican attention. Of course, this is referencing President Biden's commentary on MAGA Republicans and how they're going to bring democracy to an issue. But Ducey continues, so we're all in agreement that it is incorrect to say the 2020 election was stolen. What about the 2016 election? He asked KJP. Well, Jean-Pierre walked right into the trap and said, going back to where we were or what happened in 2016, and instead we should focus on the here and now. We're going to focus on what's happening today. This inflection point that the president pointed out very clearly, very, very decisively, and in a few speeches about what the country needs to do to bring the country together. Well, you know, Ducey kind of doubled down and explained that he was trying to understand the new attention around MAGA Republicans, given her past tweets. Well, what did she tweet about? Well, she tweeted that in 2016, the presidential election was stolen and that the 2018 Georgia gubernatorial election was stolen.
Right.
And Jean-Pierre said, oh, I knew this was coming. I was waiting, Peter. When were you going to ask me that? And Ducey said, well, great, here we go. You tweeted Trump stolen election. You tweeted Brian Kemp stolen election. It's denying elections results in extreme now. And of course, she interrupted, said, yep. You know, if it's extreme now, why wasn't it then? And of course, KJP said the comparison that you made is ridiculous. But is it ridiculous? If Democrats and those on the left and in the media are allowed to call into question the results of an election, why can't Republicans, conservatives, and Christians do the same thing? Again, a clear delineated double standard.
Well, and let's also remind our listeners and our viewers, Stacey Abrams to this day does not believe that Kemp is the governor of Georgia. To this day, she will still do interviews and suggest that Kemp stole the election and that, in fact, she is the governor of the state of Georgia. She still says that, Michael. There's interviews that she still holds to that viewpoint.
Well, and look, there are others. You know, Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Repeatedly, over and over, denied that Donald Trump fairly won the 2016 election. Nancy Pelosi called into question the 2016 election. Why is not the same standard that the left is using against, and the media is using against the right on a day-to-day basis, used against the left? Again, it goes to bias. The leftist media does not hold the same standards for the left as it does for the right, and it's blatantly, obviously clear.
CNN, in the coverage of the 2016 election, there were commentators on air that suggested that there should be an immediate impeachment of Donald Trump. Immediate. I mean, like, he takes the oath of office and they start impeachment proceedings. That was suggested by CNN commentators the night that he won the election. I mean, seriously, Michael, and was that in any way censored?
It was a concerted effort across media and across the left.
Yep.
Not just the media personalities and not just the Democratic Party, but big tech got in on the act too. If you recall, shortly after January 6th, Google, Apple, and Amazon all purged the app Parler from the internet. And just a couple of days ago, actually, September 2nd, Parler made an announcement on Twitter, said, "Major news, we're back on the Google Play Store, happy downloading Android users." That's almost 2 years, nearly 2 years, after the app was purged from platform. So an entire app was removed from Google Play and from Apple's App Store so that people could not communicate on that platform. Why? Because the left didn't agree with the communication, with the speech that was happening. The left is allowed to contest an election, but the right is not. That's the message that's being sent. The left's speech is okay, but if you disagree with the left, then your speech is not allowed.
Well, and let's see how long that lasts. I was booted off of Twitter for 2 years. They put me back on for a month, and then they booted me again, and now I'm permanently banned for life again. And I tried to appeal twice now, and they've said, "You're done. We're done with you, and you're done." Something else, too. My original ban from Twitter was because I called Eric Swalwell a Chinese spy whore. Eric Swalwell, of course, was the one who was having sex with the Chinese madam, who was, in fact, a CCP spy, who was, in fact, then introducing him to other girls in her, whatever you want to call, brothel. And those girls were then getting jobs within our intelligence, congressional intelligence community, congressional members, and they were in turn, it's obvious, giving information, because Reuters then came out about 6 months later with an investigation that they had done where they found out that an NSA top secret program was being used by China to spy on us. Gee, I wonder how they got that program. So subsequently, what I said about Swalwell was published in media, was discussed in media. I called it out months before anybody else said anything about it, and I got banned for life.
Well, and you're not the only one. And Bloomberg actually reported on Parler just the other day and said that the reason why, or the reported reason why, that Parler was allowed back on the App Store is because it is going to moderate its content, quote unquote, more aggressively. Again, that's according to Bloomberg News. And, you know, it's unclear if the new content moderation standards that Parler's employed could result in increased censorship on the platform, but it seems that that's what Google is pressuring these companies to do.
Right.
Again, not just Parler, Truth Social also.
All right, let's take it. We're gonna take a quick break and we'll talk about it. Truth Social has been attacked as well. Back with more right after this.
I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body. Cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Children Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Don't forget to get signed up. Our CGR Wellness Hour is coming up on Friday again. Each and every Friday, we open up the program talking about your health. And folks, look, health is a major thing. If we're going to, whatever you're going to do, you're only going to go so far as your good health will take you. And that's why I encourage the products that I take that have helped me. And I'm telling you that there's, you know, they work. They didn't work. I wouldn't suggest that you get involved with them. CGRwellness.com. Free registration. Use the code ChosenGenRadio. You get a $20 discount on your first order of $50 or more. I encourage you to get over there. Get the Vibe. That's going to be your base. Get the Resvante. That's going to help keep you young. And get the Ultra Shot, and that's going to be a natural energy. It's going to get you off of the bad energy drinks and on to natural energy. I encourage you to do that. All right, Michael Morris is with me, Newsbusters, Free Speech America, and Censor Track, to keep track of how we're being censored. And one of the stories that you were entering into as we went into that break, Michael, had to do with Truth Social. And so talk to us about what's happening and Google's banning of Truth Social.
Well, so, you know, Parler, of course, got banned and purged from the Internet, actually taken off the servers by Amazon and removed from the Apple App Store and the Google App Store following the January 6th events. But we just found out recently here that Google is not, it's not actually banning, but it's barring Truth Social from the Google Play Store. Now, what do I mean by that? You can pre-register at this time, but they're not allowing Truth Social to go live, so you can't currently download it on the Google Play Store. You can on the Apple App Store. So Apple Mac has made this available. Apple has made this available. You can find it on the Internet browser as well, even on an Android phone, but you can't currently download. You can only pre-register. And MRC President Brent Bozell actually had this to say, Google is canceling conservatives ahead of an election. They're not even hiding their efforts to sway elections anymore. And look, he's probably right. You know, this is just another example of trying to stop free flow of information. And what are they doing it on? They're doing it on Trump's social media platform. You know, Parler was a place where a lot of Trump supporters were going to back during the time when it was banned. And now Truth Social is where a lot of the Trump supporters are hanging out, given that it's Trump's platform. Well, we actually did our due diligence, and we reached out to Google to get a response from them, and a spokesperson told us this. On August 19th, we notified Truth Social several violations of standard policies in their current app submission and reiterated that having effective systems for moderating user-generated content is a condition of our terms of service for any app to go live on Google Play. Last week, Truth Social wrote back acknowledging our feedback and saying that they're working on addressing these issues. So what's that mean? That means Truth Social is not censoring enough. All right? So we doubled down, and we asked Google again for clarification. And they said Truth Social is not banned from Google Play. In fact, their app is up for pre-order right now. But anytime you hear one of these big tech platforms saying that people need to moderate user-generated content, what they're really saying is, we want you to monitor content that we disagree with and censor it. And if you don't, then you can't be on our platform. And that's what it appears that Google is saying here. And it's just more on Google's sordid history of bias against the right and for censoring information that goes against the leftist narrative.
Well, but I think the other piece to this that's significant, and you guys have this, and I'm going to try and put this, get this posted up on our website as well. But the bombshell allegation exposes government big tech collusion to censor online speech. So not only is Google pressuring these companies, but the government is pressuring entities like Google to pressure these media sites like Truth Social by telling them these are the guidelines that we want to make sure that are being followed. And gosh, folks, if this doesn't sound, you know, Stalin-esque, right? I mean, if this doesn't sound like a authoritarian kind of governmental control of speech, I'm not sure what else needs to be done by them in order to expose what it is that they're actually doing to us.
Well, look, yeah, you mentioned it. The Missouri and Louisiana attorneys general actually filed suit earlier this spring, alleging that the Biden administration and big tech colluded to censor online speech. Yeah, Schmidt said in a recent tweet, actually, we have already received a number of documents that clearly prove that the federal government has an incestuous relationship with social media companies and clearly coordinate to censor freedom of speech, but we're not done. The Department of Justice is cowering behind executive privilege and has refused to turn over communications between the highest-ranking Biden administration officials and social media companies. But they filed to get access to more of those documents. And actually today, or yesterday rather, they said that, in fact, they're going to get information specifically from Dr. Anthony Fauci and the press secretary, the Biden administration press secretary. So more to come on this. Truly bombshell allegations here, and if they're able to prove this, then it seems to me that it would show a clear First Amendment violation if the government is strong-arming these social media companies to censor content, to censor speech online.
Well, and the other piece is that this is also, you're impacting and causing concern about the ability of us to redress our government. You're causing concern about us to feel as though we can protest and peacefully gather together to express our concerns about what's happening to us. This is out of his tweet. I'll just quote. Department of Justice identified 45 federal officials who've interacted with social media companies on misinformation. Beyond DOJ, Meta identified 32 additional federal officials, including White House officials who communicated with them. YouTube identified 11 federal officials, including White House officials who communicated with them, many of whom were not disclosed by the Department of Justice. This is very unnerving to take into account that we have, again, the federal government here in the United States. It's very scary. All right, we have blown through another break. We're out of time. Thank you, Mr. Morris, for being with us. I greatly appreciate it. We're going to take a break.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, we'll be back on the other side. Pastor Dave Scarlett will be with us in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a few fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process. Reduces emissions and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And, man, I am really tickled to have my next guest with me. His glory is the name of the ministry, the TV program, all that this man does is for His glory. And it's an honor to welcome Pastor David Scarlett to the program. Pastor Scarlett, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to see you again, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, man, there's a lot going on.
There sure is.
There's an awful lot going on. I started out the program talking with my constitutional originalist attorney, David Shostokas, about, you know, Mar-a-Lago and what's happening there. Yep. I compared, you know, you had Russiagate, and now we have Mar-a-Lago Gate.
Yep.
And it's interesting, the components are identical when you think about it, right? Comey goes, has a meeting, presents a false document, the Steele dossier, leaks that out to the press reports on it, now it supposedly is real, okay? So, and that began Russiagate, that was the beginning of it. Well, here we have Mar-a-Lago Gate. They go in, they steal a bunch of his documents, including medical and financial, that have nothing to do with it. They say that there's these hidden documents that supposedly are about some secret program the government has. Something else that's an aside to this that I find interesting, I'd like to get a former Marine's opinion on this, but yeah. We have the usurper sitting in the White House who just declared war on 75 million Americans. I'm wondering about this program that President Trump had or had documents of, supposedly, right? And it was a program that, may well have been a part of Brennan's whole deal of turning the CIA and the FBI into an army like this IRS to take on 75 million Americans that they've now decided, if you have our values, God, family, country, a husband, a wife, I'm a man, you're a man, our wives are women, our daughters are daughters, and our sons are sons, and we're not going to allow somebody to give them, you know, mutilating hormones to try to destroy what God created or inject them with some kind of serum that's going to cause, you know, myocarditis or some other catastrophic illness within them. But that makes you and I terrorists, David. We are suddenly a threat to what Biden said, by the way, a constitution that, you know, really, it's not set in stone. He said that. He said the Second Amendment is a suggestion.
Yeah.
Your thoughts, my friend?
Yeah, it's a tough time we live in. I mean, he's threatened us with F-15s too, right?
Yeah,
he can't get his verbiage correct, but the Constitution and what I felt was appalling, being a Marine, is staging the Marines behind that speech was absolutely horrendous. I know many Marines were just absolutely disgusted in that that display. I call it a display of evil with the red drop. You couldn't contrast light versus dark any better than what Joe Biden did in that speech. I mean, the hatred that's coming out, the division, attacking MAGA as just the worst of the worst, white supremacist. You're talking about 80 to 100 million people if you talk to Mike Lindell and the Truth Summit. So you're talking the majority of Americans.
Right, right. Well, but let's not forget that, you know, Stalin wiped out 100 million political, what he termed to be political opponents.
Yeah.
Without even a concern. And when you stop and think about it, think about, you know, churches closed, businesses closed, pastors were silent, okay? And so many of these people took that jab. And I had Dr. Peter McCullough on the program talking about this. Dr. Mikovits will be on again tomorrow. I mean, there are so many people that are out there that are time bombs right now. And Steve Kirsch just got the documentation from Social Security Administration identifying that there's a 5-month curb, not a 3-week curb, not a one, a 5-month curb in that second booster that you get, okay, of real deaths, not pretend, not fake. These are real people who are documented as dead. And hundreds of thousands, if not millions, that have died.
It's just absolutely, it's absolutely sickening. And unfortunately, you had Dr. McCullough on. He said the worst is yet to come.
Right. Yeah. But what did, you know, Biden may have spoke a little ahead of himself when he had the debate with President Trump, where he said, you know, we're going to be in for a dark winter. I think he's talking about the one we're about to have. And I know that everybody's out there celebrating Fauci is retiring. Well, Fauci's retiring because there isn't anything left to do. Everybody's been snake bit. The snake bite has all, you've been, if you've took any of these injections, it breaks my heart. But if you've taken the injections, you've been snake bit.
Yep.
And they know it. And they know, you know, is everybody going to die? No. But are many, 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 many going to get sick? Yeah. And are many of those going to die? Probably. We're in for a storm between now and next February.
We certainly are. The bioweapon was not the COVID-19. The bioweapon is the jab.
Scary.
Yep, it is scary. And you see what Dr. Naomi Wolf and Dr. Jane Ruby are reporting through embalming of funeral homes, that this is not a blood clot that is in people. It is far more sinister.
Well, and you know, you stop and think about this. And we reported on this, folks, here. If you followed my program, there's a blog up about this, my conversations with Nan Su. And we talked about in Wuhan, after they did the 100,000 family, the 10,000 family gathering, which was millions of Chinese that got together, who, by the way, were not allowed to go anywhere else in China, but they could leave the country. But they could not go anywhere else. Wuhan was completely isolated, and no one's remembering that. And then they had the incinerators going, and they were burning bodies 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They had to fire up like six different locations in order to handle all the bodies that died that they incinerated in Wuhan. In Wuhan.
Yeah.
And everybody said, oh, well, it's just a cold. It's not a big... Here's the thing, because it was like, well, if you say that it's more than that, then... No, it was more than that. It was a biological weapon. Well, why didn't more people here die? Because that wasn't the ultimate goal. As you said, the goal wasn't to kill everybody with the cold, with the COVID. Although many did die, and they died because Brian Artis came out and talked about it. The remdesivir. That was designed to kill you. You know, I had it. I got it. I got a bad case. I was coughing up blood, had double pneumonia. I told my doctor, I said, you know what? I sleep in a hospital bed because of my accident. I got everything that I would have in a hospital right here in my house. Just send me the drugs that you want me to take, the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take those, and I'm going to take the natural stuff that I know is going to help me. And between those two things, I'm going to survive this, but I'm not going to the hospital. You can't get me there.
No, I've been sick a couple times in the last 2 months or 2 years, and you're not getting me to go to emergency room either.
No. No, no way at all. All right, we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, Pastor David, I'm going to turn this over to you. What I would like you to do is I want you to speak to the Christian leaders about how do we truly respond and engage when the foundation of what the Bible says we should believe has been declared to be outlawed in this country. And has been declared to be something that makes you an enemy of the state.
Yeah.
What do we do? What should pastors be doing? How bold do we become and how forthright are we in declaring the truth? Back with more right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. why. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clearer. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And ladies and gentlemen, I am very pleased again to welcome to the program my good friend, Pastor David Scarlett. His Glory TV is where you can find him, His Glory TV. And I laid this before you, dear brother. You know, we have Christian leadership. Our nation, I don't think we make it unless we get back to God and Jesus Christ. What's the message for the Christian leadership?
Yeah, well, the message is, as we talked about in the break, is the power of Jesus Christ. We have to take that authority in Christ. We've seen in this last 2 years a conforming church that have conformed to the world standards, itchy ears, not telling people what they need to hear, saying that we can't get involved in politics. Nothing in the Bible tells us that. We need to get back to the days of the Black Robe Regiment, where we had a musket in one hand and the Bible in the other, and fight for this country and fight for this Constitution. God bless the United States of America because of Judeo-Christian values and putting God first. And when we lost that going into the 60s and taking God out of schools in the 70s with Roe versus Wade and all the things that we have allowed in the church, we have allowed Satan to take ground back. And it's time for us, the church, the remnant church, to become lions. We need to roar like lions and take this nation back in the name of Jesus Christ. And we're starting to see that happen. Yeah, we're talking about some horrendous things and it looks dark, but we're sitting on the greatest revival in the history of the world. There's going to be a breakthrough, and there's going to be a mighty breakthrough. But the question you're going to have to ask yourself, am I going to be a part of that breakthrough? Am I going to be sitting on the sidelines watching it? Or am I going to be an active participant for Jesus Christ to make this turnaround? Because he's not done with this eagle nation. All the countries of the world are watching to see what the United States of America, and in particular the church. I've had so many world generals come to me and watch what the church is going to do. Because the attack has been directly at the church and the leaders of the church. Will they fold? Will they conform? Or will they stand up and fight in the name of Jesus Christ? And I can tell you, the generals that I speak to, both privately and publicly on His Glory now, are saying the only way out of this is through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we have to continue to take that to the nation and get this country back. That goes for our brothers and sisters in Canada, Australia, Great Britain, New Zealand, the whole globe. As America goes, so does the world. And it's time to stand up. We were never promised in the Bible that it would be easy. You look at the Apostle Paul, you look at the disciples, they had to go through severe trials and tribulations. But somehow we think in the church that everything's going to be, is rosy and perfect. No, there's a time where we have to roll up our sleeves and fight for this great nation and fight for our commander-in-chief, our true commander-in-chief, Jesus Christ, and take power in the blood. And take power in the name of Jesus Christ, because he is the conqueror. We were talking about India in the break. You know, I've been all over the world. I've seen Africa, demons chased out of people in Africa. I've seen them chased on this reawakened tour out of people. And the reason that the demons flee is the power in the name of Jesus Christ. And we got to take that power back in his name.
Amen. Amen. You know, I earlier in the program today, I had a gentleman from Project 21 Black Leadership Network, Rashid Walters, and he was talking about his principles, God, family, and country. And I asked him the question, and I ask this often, is do you know who the first nationalist was? Do you know who the first nationalist was?
Who's that?
God.
Yeah. Yeah.
God called Abram and said, out of you, I will make a nation.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave him boundaries, borders. And he said, these are going to be your borders. And then to reinforce God's honor of nations and borders, he instructed him as to how to proceed through the borders of each king. To respect their borders.
That's right.
To respect their kingdom. And to respect their authority as he progressed. And because he did, he learned his lessons, but because he did, God blessed Abram and fulfilled the promise of Abraham.
Yeah.
But God was the first nationalist, folks. So if you're a Christian out there and you're saying, oh, you know, but I'm a Christian, you know, and my kingdom is in heaven and my kingdom's not here on earth. Stop. Because God called the United States of America into existence.
Yes, he did.
God did. No other nation on earth. And our founders said, we choose Jesus Christ as our king, not George.
That's right.
That was one of the cries of the revolution. Who is your king? Who is your king? And they said, Jesus. Jesus is going to be the king of America. Folks, Jesus is still the king. He's still sitting on the throne. What he's asking us is where are my people?
Mm-hmm.
Just like in the Old Testament. Where have all my shepherds gone? Where are they? He's asking that question. He's asking it of you and me. And he's saying, will you go? Who can I send?
Mm-hmm.
And unlike in the Old Testament where they had a small glimpse of the Spirit of God, we have been filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We just need to ask, Holy Ghost, fill me right now. Fill me right now. Fill me up. Fill me up so that I can walk in the authority that you've called me to walk in. And we already have the victory. John, 1 John 5. We are victorious. We are winners because of Christ in us. Pastor David, I love you, man.
I love you too, my friend.
I'm so glad. HisGlory.me. Folks, you got to check it out. HisGlory.me. Pastor David Scarlett. He has an incredible guest, incredible conversation, and the release of the glory of God every single program is powerful. Please join him, HisGlory.me. We got to jump. I'll be back tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. Product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.